She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. We are live today on Labor Day. I hope everyone is enjoying themselves, maybe having a little barbecue, at least getting some sun. It is beautiful here in New England. We have a lot to talk about. This is going to be a fun hour because I'm opening up the lines and I want to hear from you. If you're driving, maybe back from the Cape, wherever you're traveling to, you're listening to the show, call in 844-500-4242. And here's the deal. Look, here's the deal, as Joe Biden would say. I want, and originally when I thought of this idea, I always assumed that people getting into the workforce or, you know, out of college. But right now, actually, the pandemic unemployment benefits are ending for 7 million Americans today. And that is not all Gen Z or all millennials. That's a lot of different ages. More than 7 million out-of-work Americans are poised to lose all of their unemployment benefits this week as three federal programs put in place in the early days of the coronavirus pandemic expired on Monday. In addition to the 7.5 million workers who face the loss of all unemployment benefits on Labor Day, another 3 million stand to lose the extra $300 boost to their state jobless aid. Now, I'm not going to get into the fact that a lot of people would rather take this aid than go into work. And honestly, I'm not even going to cast judgment because as much as we love to think that everybody wants to go in and grind it out, it makes sense. It's human nature. The people, if it's an easier thing to sit on the couch and collect it, people will. And it, while I would say that it's terrible, you know, it makes sense. You know, it's not hard to fathom that if you have the option of, you know, doing dishes or staying at home, you're going to stay at home if you're making probably more money at home. The incentive's not there. But we all know that. We've talked about that before. My question now for the audience is that for people who are rejoining the workforce, because I'm very hopeful that once these end, people are going to be very motivated because people need money and they're going to get back into work. And even people who have been working this whole time, a lot of people right now are going back into the office and they're once again surrounded by coworkers. You know, they're back to the old cubicles. They're back putting their lunch in the company fridge. And so my question for everyone, and I have a little bit of advice myself, but my question is, what is your advice for people as far as work goes? What are your tips for people going into the workforce? It can be for new grads, because there are going to be people who are just getting their first real job. But it can be for anyone who's stepping back into the work world. What are some things that you really, really stand by? I know everyone today, you're probably driving going, I don't want to think about work, but you're still enjoying your day. This is just to give people a little bit of insight into what's worked for you. What things do you think are really the gold standard as far as what to do and what not to do in the office? I was thinking of a couple myself. One I thought was keep a to-do list. I always have a to-do list at work. It really does keep you on track. And when people tell you things, always have a pen. Because if you get into the habit of just nodding when someone tells you to do something, you're probably going to forget it. That's happened to me a lot of times. I'll go, oh yeah, I'll get on that. And then as quick as it's in one ear, it's out the other. The other thing I would say is leave work at work. Don't bring whatever work you have here home and complain about it to your friends. Nobody cares. It's kind of like when people say, I'm so busy or I'm so tired. Everybody's busy. Everybody's tired. Nobody cares about your job. Nobody cares about your coworkers. No, really, nobody cares. And lastly, the last piece of advice I think I would give is be as straightforward as you possibly can. I think people get into the habit. They get one coworker they're close with and they tell everything to that coworker, you know, and they vent. The venting. Vent. You can vent when you get home sometimes to your significant other, but you should really, if you have a problem with someone at work, you should just address it because you're not going to accomplish anything by telling everybody else. Those are my three tips. I'm sure you guys have a lot more. A lot of my listeners have probably been in the workforce for a lot longer than I have. So I'm sure there's some wisdom to go around. 844-500-4242. If you want to text in, that's fine too. Text the word curly to 63566. But that's what we're going to talk about. We're opening up to the listeners. What are some work tips? Because everyone's heading back into the offices, and especially people who've been working from home this whole time, and now they got to go back into the office. They got to make that commute again. What do you have for them? What's a little bit of something that's going to help people get through? Now, before we go to those calls, 844-500-4242, I just want to give an update here. I've been really loving some of these journalists who are covering Afghanistan are doing a phenomenal job, and specifically, shout out to all of the female journalists who I'm just blown away by. Clarissa Ward is one of them from CNN. She's a stellar journalist. Lara Logan is also doing a great job. And this is a really sad report that she put out yesterday. Reports pouring in from Afghanistan. So many, it is hard to keep track. Three female police officers executed in Kabul. Another female officer, 6 months pregnant, executed by Taliban, and so on. This is a moment of pure shame for every one of us if we allow this to continue. Afghan friends are receiving one report after another from the ground. Your cousin is dead. Your uncle has been shot. His brother is dead, etc. It has been this way all weekend, nonstop. The Afghan standing up to terrorists massacred while the U.S. watches. Your government has said the Taliban will be judged on its actions, not who are part of its ranks. They'll be judged on their actions, not who, i.e. the known terrorist leaders, are part of its ranks. What will it take? Executing women for the crime of being police officers is not enough. Using teenage boys as human shields to clear minefields, also not enough. As I make calls trying to see if any leader will do anything about this, I hear the same thing over and over. You, America, have given up. It won't matter. No one will listen. They don't care. This is what I hear over and over, and that is called surrender. If no one will fight, what's the point? Surrender is the only victory that cannot be taken. It has to be given. Americans seem to have given up. That is historically how countries are taken over, when they break your will to fight. That's Lara Logan. She put that out yesterday, September 5th. Really sad. And then meanwhile, you read that Biden spends Labor Day in Delaware as mounting crises sink approval rating. I would think so. I would think so, that he's in Delaware with his bowl of chocolate chip, probably taking a bike ride.
Dip waffle cone with chocolate, vanilla chocolate chip.
Probably having some PDA with Dr. Jill. And
pulling dog's tails.
Oh, yeah. It's just, hey, it's a holiday weekend. He wants to talk about happy things, man. And it makes sense that his approval rating is dropping really fast. I actually cited one of these NPR PBS polls in my recent Herald column. 10-point drop since May in Biden's public approval rating, falling to 43%. I don't have any job tips for Joe, okay? And my only job tip would be, maybe it's time to resign. Sometimes it's time to hang it up, and I think that would be my tip for Joe. 844-500-4242. Call in with your work tips for people getting back into the workforce, maybe getting a new job, going back to their old jobs, whatever it is, I'd love to hear your tips. Oh, and I have another tip, actually. Never, ever think you're too good to do a task. If a task needs to get done and someone asks you to do it, just do it. You know, don't say, oh, isn't that what someone else is supposed to do? Just do the task. You're not too good. If someone needs you to go get a coffee, I don't care how long you've been there, you can go get a coffee. I think people's hubris sometimes gets in the way of them actually making strides, because the point is, you're being paid to work. And so whatever that work looks like that day, you should just do it. And anything you do, do it well. You know, whatever the task is, there's no job too small. You just got to do it well. That would be my last tip for people. But now I want to hear your tips. 844-500-4242. It's true what they say, a perfect smile is change your smile, change your life. I saw the change with Howie and with the mailroom manager. Many people walk around not smiling because they aren't happy with their teeth. That is no way to live. If you love your smile, it changes everything. You're happier. You smile more. You radiate a different energy when you're smiling. And the whole world smiles with you. Isn't that a song? It really is amazing to watch the video testimonials at perfectsmiles.com. I say this all the time. You don't have to take my advice. If you're listening right now and you're going, I don't know, Grace. I don't know if I trust you. Well, go to perfectsmiles.com. You will see the transformations for yourself and you can make up your own mind. Dr. Houghton really is an artist. He's awesome. And his entire team is just as nice as he is. Perfect Smiles is located in Nashua, New Hampshire. Parking is free. It's easy to find. It's a lovely space, very clean. Contact them today and look at their video testimonials. Go to perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile. Change your life. Call in 844-500-4242. We're taking your work advice on this Labor Day for new workers or people getting back. 774 says, treat everyone with respect. You never know who is in a position of authority or your nastiness could be reported back to your boss. Another tip here, tip for new workers. With few exceptions, your boss is not out to get you. They challenge you to be the best you can be. Their goal is to make sure you become a strong and capable employee. All right, we're already getting some good text messages, but I want to hear people on the lines, 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. This is the Grace Curley Show.
She's never held office, but she paid the Whiskey Priest's monthly rent once. She's Grace Curley. Start the afternoon off right.
Now what? Now comes a girl. Here she is. This is just the best part of my day.
It's Grace Curley.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. Happy Labor Day. 603 says, just two things. I'm asking for advice for new workers, people getting back into the workforce, whatever age. But a lot of times this wisdom helps Gen Z specifically. 603 says, just two things. Show up, then shut up. You do that and you will become invaluable. Yeah, there is something to be said also as far as younger people go. That your really big strength is how easy technology is for you. I mean, and I'm not talking about technology like really difficult robotics or anything. I'm talking about when you grow up with cell phones, with texting, with PD, with Microsoft, everything we do is kind of second nature. And as the generations get even younger and they've had iPhones since they were born, basically, it's crazy how they don't even have to think about things. They just get it. And so if your boss, now this is just purely hypothetical. This is just a complete made up scenario. If your boss struggles to, let's say, open up a PDF or maybe convert something to Word or maybe listen to some sound in Dropbox but can't seem to get it to work or his Comcast email, you know, if something's wrong. Again, totally hypothetical. This is a made-up situation. This isn't real life. Don't complain. Don't say, oh, well, can't you just figure it out yourself? Because by helping with that, you are adding value. You are becoming indispensable. We don't want them to learn how to do all of these things because then they might not need us. You know, if they can figure it out themselves, if I had Howie Carr in the car and he wanted to turn on some fancy podcast, but he can't figure it out, I'm going to do it happily because then I get a gold star and I look like a real genius. So don't take for granted the fact that you know how to do all this stuff and don't be bitter about it and get angry and frustrated with the boomers. Be happy. This is something that you're good at that they're not good at. Take advantage of that. You know, like fix it and go, oh, I'll explain it to you someday. It's just so complicated. It would take all day for me to explain to you how to do this. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Just for our listeners, save $200 on the 3-Pack through this Sunday. To order, go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word GRACE3. Jared Diglio, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Who should be the most embarrassed about the ivermectin hoax? Rolling Stone, Dr. Jason Johnson, or Rachel Maddow?
just to give you a quick recap on this, ivermectin is a drug. It's used to fight parasites. Joe Rogan mentioned that he used it. He had COVID for about 3 days. He's fine.
Oh, Joe Rogan! Joe Rogan!
He used it for about 3 days. He's fine. He feels great. And the left hates this. They hate that Joe Rogan, you know, doesn't always abide by their rules and their ideology. So when they heard that he used ivermectin and then other people started using it, they decided that they were going to run with the headlines that, you know, this is horse paste and, you know, all these people are using it. And then they actually saw a story out of Oklahoma where a doctor said, all these people are overdosing from ivermectin. And, you know, there's so many of them overdosing in the hospitals that people with gunshot wounds can't even get in to see doctors because of all these rubes, these Joe Rogan listeners, these Trump supporters, these football game attendees, these Sturgis motorcycle rally goers are all taking ivermectin and overdosing. And people like the Rolling Stone, Rachel Maddow, Dr. Jason Johnson, they loved this. They were so happy to report this news. And then the hospital put out a statement where they said, yeah, that doctor, he actually hasn't been here in 2 months and we haven't had any cases of ivermectin overdose. The entire thing was classic fake news. You know what? No, it was classic, very fake news. I'm going to say the most embarrassed should be because of their history with this, the UBA rape hoax, because they've been sued so many times for fake news. I'm going to say Rolling Stone is the most embarrassed.
Rolling Stone polling at 34%. Rachel Maddow still in the lead at 53% and only 13% for Dr. Jason Johnson.
All right, 844-500-4242. It is Labor Day. We're taking your tips for new workers or people who are getting back into the workforce. What are some things, that some rules that you abide by that you think lead to success in the working world? Let's go to Steve. You're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. What's your advice, Steve?
Hey, Grace. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Steve. It's a little tough there in the background, but you sound okay.
Two things I'm going to say. First is you're going to want to learn everyone in the office's name and get a relationship with as many people as you can so you can build those internal connections. I think that's huge. And if you can remember and recite people's names, they're going to remember you more than the next person.
That's a very good tip, Steve. I like that a lot, Steve. Steve, I think that was a good idea. Steve, go ahead.
Thanks. Second is you're going to want to set up some sort of robo-advisor account. It can be Betterment, it could be your 401k, it could be anything separate, but have money automatically pulled from any paycheck. And I know if you're a new worker, you're probably, you know, trying to get by with as little money being spent as possible. Even if it's 10 bucks every paycheck, build that habit to automatically see money go away, and it goes into some account that'll grow over time. You won't even think about it, and that'll get you into a good saving habit when you go to your next jobs.
That's very good advice, Steve. Thank you so much for calling in. I really like that. I wasn't even thinking of the financial aspect of it and what you should do, but there are definitely ways that you can save over time and be responsible with your paycheck. Howie always says, you know, and this is a good time to bring this up on Labor Day, that he still thinks that when people used to, now everyone does direct deposit, but when people used to get the check every month and you would see where all the money was going towards, you know, like what was getting taken out for this and that, it gave you a newfound idea of, you know, first of all, government waste and how much you pay in taxes. But it is good to have a sense of your finances and to know where your money's going. Jared, do you have a tip for anyone?
I have one tip. And then when I was a boss, I won't call them underlings, but the people that worked under me, I always told them, you are in this job for a reason. Don't be afraid to make decisions. If it's the wrong decision, we can deal with it. But don't be timid. Don't be afraid to make a decision, you know?
Yeah, most of the time, decisions, even if they go wrong, can be fixed.
Yes.
Now, of course, if you're in the medical world, you know, you're operating or something, be a little afraid to make decisions.
Yes, don't randomly prescribe ivermectin if you're in the medical field.
Right, exactly. 844-500-4242. We'll take more of your advice, and we got a little bit more sound to get to. It's Labor Day. What is your advice for people going into the workforce, going back in, returning? 844-500-4242.
live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
I just stare at my desk, but it looks like I'm working. I do that for probably another hour after lunch, too. I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work. Peter, would you be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more? Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something about TPS reports.
Yeah, so that's a little clip from Office Space. What we're talking about today, happy Labor Day, first of all. There was no traffic coming into work today, which was wonderful. It's beautiful out. I hope everyone's having a nice, healthy, safe, relaxing day and enjoying this weather, enjoying the end of summer, the beginning of fall. We are taking calls on your tips for people getting back into the workforce. As I said earlier, pandemic unemployment benefits ending for 7 million Americans on Labor Day. This is from MSN.com. More than 7 million out-of-work Americans are going to lose all of their unemployment benefits this week as three federal programs put into place early in the days of COVID pandemic expired on Monday. With that being said, I want to know, what is your advice? I mean, a lot of people are going to go back into the workforce. You know, those hiring signs in front of stores and stuff, they're finally going to get some applicants. And what do you tell people who are going back to work or maybe going to work for the first time in the real world? What is your tips for those people? Let's go to Kathy. You're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Kathy.
Grace, what are you trying to do, kill me? Oh, my goodness. I'm on hold, and you're playing Joe Biden gaffes continuously. I had to circle back around and throw up on the road.
I'm sorry, Kathy. That's cruel and unusual punishment. I apologize. Please do not sue us.
I was not expecting that, but I have two things. One is always fill out your application completely. If there's a spot or a whole section that you don't have to fill out, just put an NA there so that they know you read the application. Because otherwise, I know in a couple jobs that I've had in the past, we just throw the applications out if they're not filled completely. And the other thing I was going to say for more for like a corporate job, if you're going to interview, I found that when I look up the company and like research a little bit about them and see what kind of projects they're working on, when they say, what do you know about our company, you're ready to answer them. And then you can also say how you can benefit them by working on this project and why. So they like to know that you've looked at their company. So
yeah, that's a really good point, Kathy, and thank you for the call. Really good tips. I do think that's a common thing that a lot of companies ask. You know, the very last question is usually, do you have any questions for us? And nothing looks worse than saying, no, I don't. Gonna head out now. Or you can do the classic, maybe we'll play this, Jared, in the next segment, the classic You, Me, and Dupree. What's your policy on Columbus Day? Don't start asking about the vacation policies during the interview. Get the job first. Maybe put in a full day's work, and then you can start inquiring, what's the deal with the PTO around here? Bill, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. What are your tips for people getting back into the workforce, Bill?
Hi, Grace. Thanks for taking my call, and thanks for working today and making my holiday vacation drive home much better.
Oh, thank you so much for saying that, Bill. I appreciate it.
My advice is for, I guess, people starting their first job, and specifically an office job, if you're going to be late, because it happens, don't come in with an iced coffee. And if you have to come in with an iced coffee, make sure you get enough coffee and donuts for everyone, because they might remember you were late. But they'll definitely remember that you brought coffee and donuts for everyone.
That is excellent advice, Bill. That is absolutely excellent advice, because there is something about if you claim that you're late, you know, there's traffic, or, you know, I took the wrong exit, or, you know, I got caught up at the house, the dog was pooping all over the rug, and then you're jiggling around that big iced coffee, that's a red flag for your boss. The other thing I would say is be very careful about how often you're scrolling on like Facebook. We can do that here. We can do a lot of Twitter, because that's honestly, Carol Markowitz was saying the other day she took a full week off. She's a writer for the New York Post, and she said, "I was shocked to see how much news I actually get from Twitter." And so if you work in news or media, it's a little bit different. But if you're in a corporate setting and you're on Facebook or Twitter all day and your boss is seeing that screen just go up with all of these stupid tweets, they're going to start to go, maybe you could be using your time a little bit better. Okay, we got some texts here too. 857 says, work tip, no drunk lunches. That's a big thing, is booze. Because nowadays, a lot of these fancy companies, they want to appeal to the younger kids. And they have the kegs and the beer pong and all the, you know, and the wine lunches and all this stuff. Be very careful about that. Tread lightly. And also what I will say is, you're never going to regret sticking to like either zero or one drink at the company Christmas party. I've heard horror stories about company Christmas parties. You don't want to wake up, period after a party and be like, oh, did I go a little too far? Did I say something I shouldn't have said? Let alone if you were surrounded by your coworkers. That's the worst. So be very careful about drinking. And there's nothing wrong with having a zero drink policy when you're in the office. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Mimi, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Mimi.
Hi, Grace. Nice talking to you.
You too.
I just wanted to jump back to the ivermectin hydroxychloroquine thing, if I can.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Have you heard of America's Frontline Doctors?
Yes.
Okay. A group of really highly intelligent, kind of roguish doctors, but brilliant, and have done all kinds of research about ivermectin hydroxychloroquine. And my son recently had COVID, went on AmericasFrontlineDoctors.com, got hydroxychloroquine, and within hours was feeling 80% better. They're safe. They've been around for many years, and they're even on the shelf in the European countries, and people take them prophylactically to prevent viruses because they have antiviral properties. So that's what I've learned about those two, and believe me, whatever they say bad about them, it just isn't true.
Well, you know what's funny too, Mimi, is that I was talking to someone yesterday who works a little bit in the UK, and the person was saying that people in other countries are baffled by how political every part of COVID is here. Like everything from the drugs that we take to masks to vaccines to social distancing to the publications we read to the news we watch. Everything has become so hyper political. And as far as this ivermectin, a lot of people are texting in now and they're saying to me, oh, well, you know, it's not really meant for this or that. I'm not claiming to know anything about what you should take if you get sick. I'm not a doctor. I say that almost every day. I am not a doctor. If you thought I was, I'm flattered. But no, I'm not. But what I do know is that coming up with fake stories to try to ridicule people who might be interested in researching it or looking into it or taking it, that's not helpful. That's false. It's misinformation. And for a bunch of people who want to start committees and like invest all this money in trying to combat disinformation, it's really, really inauthentic for them to be promoting these bogus stories. Thank you for the call, Mimi. I appreciate it. Always happy to jump around here. We are talking about tips for the working world for people jumping back in. Unemployment ends today. A lot of people are going to go back into the workforce. 781 says, Grace, if you get to work on time with the proper tools and attitude, the job is already half done. I will say, when I first started working for the mailroom manager, I used to tell my mom, Mom, if I'm 5 minutes early to, you know, because we used to do sales stuff, so we'd meet places. I said, if I'm 5 minutes early for whatever we're doing, I'm already in the green for the day. I'm starting the day with a gold star. And I said, if I'm late, I spend the rest of the day trying to make up for the fact that I was late. It's absolutely true. Just getting there on time and just listening, sometimes just shutting up, getting there on time and just nodding your head and writing things down can really help you succeed in the working world. You don't have to be, there's this notion that you have to be a hustler, a superstar, or, you know, you have to keep grinding. It's like, no, just start with the basics. Just be quiet and do what you're told and come into work and keep your head down and mind your business and don't talk about people And you might get really far. You'd be surprised. Adam, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Adam.
Thanks, Grace. They say change equals opportunity. Well, we've had the biggest change in 100 years in terms of COVID and the workforce change. I would say if you're going to go back to work for a better job, a higher paying job, something maybe you think maybe qualified for or not qualified for. One of the best things that ever happened to me in my company, I had an employee come into me and they said, I've done all my work. What else can I do? And I thought that was a great attitude. Attitude equals altitude. When you have a good attitude, you can't help but climb in the workforce, period.
Thanks, yeah, Grace. Adam, I love that because my mom used to always say that to me as well. Even when I was starting in any job or wherever I was, she would say, if you don't have anything to do, because sometimes you're tempted, you know, you start a new job, you don't have anything to do. You're like, well, I don't want to ask for more work. I just want to ride this out. But my mom used to say, if you ask and they say, no, I don't have anything for you to do, then at least you asked. Then you can go about whatever you're doing, pay your bills, whatever you have to do. But you have to ask because then they know the willingness is there. And that's half the battle. Very good point, Adam. All right, here we go. 603 says, how about stay off your cell phone when you're supposed to be helping me build a house? I would agree with that. I think that especially with younger people, and especially because people have had so long that they haven't had to work, there is going to be a couple of people who it's like pulling teeth, getting them to do things. And don't worry about those people. You know, if that's your coworker, whatever it is, don't worry. Just keep doing you. Don't focus on anybody else. But yeah, I've heard about people like that before, especially in the trades who you get those like couple young punks who just like to sit on their phones all day long and, you know, scroll through Instagram. Not a good look.
Another nice tip, too, is if you work in a big office where there's a lot of people, always have a paper in your hand and always walk with a purpose.
Yeah,
even if you don't have one, just look, you know, always have a piece of paper in your hand and always walk with a purpose.
George Costanza. I mean, furrow that brow, look busy. It definitely helps. When we get back, we'll be talking to Taylor Cormier. He's filling in for Howie Carr, so he's going to be here for the Carr crossover. The Thunderstorm Air Purifier is one of the Eden Pure's best-selling products, and now Eden Pure is offering my listeners a very special Thunderstorm 3-pack. One user writes, I'm surprised at how well this worked, and you shouldn't be, because we talk about it all the time. This is a fabulous product. It works fast. It's effective. It's quiet. There's no air filters required. It's compared to other units like this that do the same thing, it's very inexpensive. And right now, this is such a good deal because you'll save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack. That means you'll get three units for under $200 and you're saving $200. So you can have one in your basement, in your room, in your car. Jared, you use one in your car.
I do. I keep one in the car for, you know, whatever hypothetical fast food bags pile up in the back seat. Among other things, and you know, when you have the windows open, dirt, pollen, things like that get in. But it's great because it comes with the cable. You just plug it into the Thunderstorm unit. You plug that into your little USB port there. You turn it on, and it just starts working, ionizing the air in the car. And you're driving, and you're breathing easy. It's great.
Yes, and this unit saves you time and money. Plus, you're getting three of them. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, click on my name, and put in code word GRACE3 to save $200 for their special 3-pack. That's EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and use code word GRACE3. You know what's another piece of advice I would say? Because a lot of people work, I've never had this problem, but a lot of people work in very young companies where they have a lot of coworkers and they all become friends, and that's great. But don't be afraid to keep your work separate from your regular friendships, you know, because sometimes things can get a little messy. It's okay to have work friends that you see at the water cooler and have friends that you go to the bars with. They don't all have to intertwine. Sometimes a little separation is a good thing. That's just one other tip here. A lot of people are texting in their wisdom, and I really appreciate it. For managers, don't just identify what improvements your staff needs to make. Identify what they're good at and give them more related tasks if possible. That's something that the mailroom manager has always been good at, is that she always says, like, it's really good to highlight people's positives and what they're doing right rather than just keep telling people you're doing this wrong, because you don't want to enforce the negative. You want to, you know, make people feel good. All right, here we go. This is 774. While you may not be able to avoid office drama or gossip, don't get involved or spread it if you can help it. It won't benefit you in the slightest, and you risk damaging relationships with coworkers, management, staff. Yeah, I remember when I first started working for Howie, he did a segment like this, and he had a lot of callers, a lot of older callers who were giving advice to young kids, and somebody called up, and everyone around us nodded in agreement when they said this, but they said, don't trust anyone. Don't trust anyone. Like, don't trust your coworker. Just keep things to yourself. You know, you don't have to tell people your whole life because you don't know who's turning around and saying it to somebody else. Just don't trust anyone. And I thought that's actually very good advice for young people. 844-500-4242. We will be back on the other side. We're wrapping up this Labor Day show. Don't go anywhere. It's the Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to the Grace Curley Show. Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley.
Right now I sit around pretending that I'm busy.
How do you pull that off?
I always look annoyed. Well, when you look annoyed all the time, people think that you're busy. Think about it.
Yeah, you do. He looks very busy.
I know what I'm doing.
You know, George Costanza was a comedic character, but man, he was really full of wisdom. There's a lot of things that he said that hold up over
time. I've carried that one throughout my life.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to say I've applied that here in the work environment, but...
You don't need to. We know.
Do I look annoyed right now?
You've got that furrowed brow going all the time, and I think, damn, he has a full plate.
He's busy. I'm not going to bother him.
So wait, is the annoyance genuine? Is that what you're saying?
Usually, yeah.
Today's car crossover is brought to you by Fairway Financial. Preparation and planning is the key to your retirement future. We were just talking about this today. Call Steve today, 508-444-8003. That's 508-444-8003, or visit fairwayfinancial.net. We have Taylor Cormier in with us right now. He's filling in for Howie. Before we talk about that, though, and what he's got planned, he's got a great show planned for this holiday. I want to remind everyone that if you go to spectatorworld.com, you can check out my latest piece on Bill de Blasio. He claims that he may run for governor of New York, to which I say, how much can New Yorkers take? It just seems cruel and unusual. And if you go to the Boston Herald, I have a recent piece out on the White House cat that we've been waiting on with bated breath.
Do we even know the cat's name?
We don't, Taylor, but what I basically said was, like, she had said at one point, Jen Psaki, that they were going to bring out the cat on a bad news day.
Mm-hmm.
But if you live in a world where every single thing you do is a historic success, you'll never have a bad news day.
Or you have so many bad news days that you just become crazy cat people and you bring out a cat every day.
Yeah, we could be looking at a Grey Gardens type of situation at the White House. Taylor, what do you have planned for the show today?
We have got a lot of sound to go through, a lot of Joe Biden talking about the vaccine. He had a vaccine promotion video where he interviewed a nurse, just a regular nurse, some sort of technician. And it was very strange because he said, if you have any questions about your hearing, let us know. I don't know what that was all about.
To which everyone said, what?
Exactly.
That is strange.
He was also talking about it's not about freedom. He said the vaccine is not about freedom when all summer he's been saying this is about freedom from the virus.
Yeah, it's like he's changing his mind. Taylor, speaking of the virus, I don't know if you saw this yesterday in Tallahassee, Notre Dame versus Florida State. Huge football stadium full of people. And now some people on the mainstream news networks are worried about this super spreader. Are you noticing that some things are qualify as sophisticated and some things don't?
It's strange. I saw, and I've got several cuts here from four different football stadiums over the weekend, all of them saying bleep Joe Biden. They were chanting bleep Joe Biden in each one of these football games. It was really something to behold. But yeah, it's weird how some things can be normal and some things can't be.
Joe Biden's going to say, come on, man, I'm a football player. Let's toss around the pigskin.
Number one at Delaware State.
All right, guys, that's it for me. Don't miss Taylor's show. He's coming up next. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Incidentally, what's your policy on Columbus Day?